4 p.m. Jazz has finally let me see her. She's all pale and thin, just lying in bed. Her bedroom is tidy, which is a bad sign, and she has turned her mirror to face the wall. She didn't even open her eyes when I came in. I sat on her bed. Jazz, what are you doing? What's the matter? Come on, tell me, I'm your best pal. Silence. Come on, Jazz, whatever it is, you can tell me. Silence. I know what it is. You think that just because everyone else besides nauseating Pea Green and Hairy Kate have got boyfriends or have kissed someone properly, that there is something really wrong with you, don't you? Silence. I was getting a bit irritated. I was trying to help and I had problems of my own. I was practically an orphan, for instance, and a substitute parent. It was all, will you babysit Libby? Since Dad had selfishly gone to the other side of the world. What did Jazz know of trouble? Had she ever taken her little sister to a swimming pool? No, she didn't even have a little sister. Had her little sister's swimming knickers exploded at the top of the toddler's water slide? No. Is there ever any point in me trying to tell Mum that Libby always has bottom trouble after baked beans? No, there is not. The swimming knickers could not contain Libby's poo explosion, and it was all over the slide and nearby toddlers. I had to take that on the chin like a taking it on the chin kind of person, so why couldn't Jazz? I didn't say any of this to Jazz, but I took a tough line. Come on, Jazz. What can be so bad about swollen up glands? Jazz spoke in a quiet voice, so I had to bend down to hear her. I haven't got swollen up glands. I don't think I'll ever get a boyfriend. No one asked me to dance, even. Tom was my only chance, and even he preferred his onions. Aha. Time for all that stuff I read in Mum's Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway book. I got Jazz's mirror from the wall and held it in front of her face. Look into that mirror, Jazz, and love the person that you see. Say, I love you. Jazz looked in the mirror. She couldn't help it. It was about 3 centimetres away from her nose. She was almost sick. Oh, I look hideous. She wasn't really getting it. I said, Jazz, love yourself. Love the beauty that is there. Look at that lovely face. Look at that lovely mouth. The mouth that your friends marked 8 out of 10. Think of that, Jazz. Think of all the poor people who only got 6 1/3, and you have an 8 for a mouth. I can be like an elephant for remembering things that annoy me. Sadly, I can remember nothing to do with French history, maths or biology.